Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled The Laws of Justice and Mercy, and it is based on Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. Relationships. This is the main focus of what the Bible teaches us about. It teaches us about how we should relate to God, how we should relate to others, and even how we should relate to ourselves. This Sunday study text has important principles and commands concerning these relationships. The first commands and principles deal with truth. When I first read them, I thought within myself, how far are those who have influence upon others, especially certain current lawmakers, media broadcasters, and others, from these commands? Not only are we forbidden by God from spreading anything false, but neither are we to aid or assist in any way anyone to do this. Suffice it to say, there is widespread aiding and abetting, lies and liars going on in society today, made exceptionally easy, quick, and instantaneous through the internet and other global communication methods. Once a lie is released, it can spread faster than a virus and cannot be recalled. All the damage it causes cannot be undone. God commands not to go along with the crowd when the crowd is wrong. Because more and more people say something is right, okay, or acceptable, doesn't make it so. We are commanded not to allow popular opinion to shape and determine what is moral and just, but the commands and teachings of God. Neither are we to respect persons in respect to justice. People are guilty or innocent regardless of their race, economic status, nationality, sex, or any other factor upon which a preference or favoritism could be shown. Mind you that some are and would attempt to use this as a means to maintain a privileged status when this command or principle was ignored to advantage them and disadvantage others. To achieve a fair and equitable society, acknowledge of past wrongs should be made and remedies put in place to counteract the damage that was done to the extent it is possible. God commands us to do good and help those who would do evil to us. For instance, it is not acceptable to take advantage of or be indifferent to someone's situation, even if they hate us, dislike us, or are any way different from us. No person is to be denied fairness, justice, or equity because of their underprivileged status. We are commanded not to have any part of anything that is false or in condemning the innocent. This, God says, we will most definitely answer for. We are forbidden from accepting favors or bribes in exchange for any injustice or circumvention of truth. We are commanded to treat strangers and others unlike ourselves with kindness, remembering our forefathers were once strangers and many of them were mistreated. Here again, we are to treat others the way we want to be treated, not how we or those in our past may have been treated. He ends the study text with a command to care for the poor and less fortunate and a respect for the seventh day of rest. A society owes it to God to take care of the poor. God takes care of us, and we must take care of each other in providing a floor for everyone. Another major problem with society is our greed and idolatry. More and more of us seldom or never take the seventh day off in our pursuit of money and pleasure to honor and thank God for all He does for us. Again, relationships. How we treat and respect one another, God and ourselves, is what God is most concerned about. It forms the foundation of a holy and righteous nation and kingdom. Right now, we as a people and nation are so far from this. By continuing down this path of ignoring these commands and principles, a nation will surely collapse under its own immorality and disobedience to divine commands. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, your questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking our online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.